26 at 9:03 a.m. Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 487792 through 487826. No warrants and 5 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular and executive for May 26, 2026. Good.
Yeah. Does yours look like that any different?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Does that matter if we? Will it be consistent with the whenever you program?
Oh. Got sent up on legal. I know what it was.
Oh, okay. It was just printed off weird.
Yeah, okay. It got sent up on legal.
Okay. Move to approve regular and executive session minutes for May 26, 2026.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the agreement for the 2026 Ford Transit Cargo Van, one or more. This is file number 26-058S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning.
Good morning. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated May 28, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. The agreement that we are referencing this morning is between CFLR Auto LLC, doing business as Corwin Ford Lincoln of Republic and Taney County. It is in concurrence with the State of Missouri contract number MC25018200003, the transit van that you're requesting, Sheriff, transport van?
Prisoner transport van, yes, sir. Our current van has approximately 130,000 miles on it, so we're just replacing the one that we have now.
Okay. And the age of the one you have, it's quite a bit older.
It's pretty old, yeah. It's not something that gets driven every day, just whenever we make a run to DOC to take a little bit of inmates, so it doesn't get driven a lot. But as you can imagine, if it breaks down on the interstate halfway across the state, that could be problematic. So I just wanted to replace it with something newer.
Okay. Any questions for the sheriff?
I do not.
Move to approve the agreement for 2026 Ford Transit Cargo Van by and between CFLR Auto LLC, doing business as Corwin Ford Lincoln Republic and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the bid recommendation. This is RFB 202604-595. It's for mechanical services.
Good morning.
Good morning. With us this morning, we have Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. Jack, recommendation on the bid that you're presenting this morning?
So we only had 2 responses, so I'd like to recommend you guys reject all bids and let's go back out and rebid this, go out for new solicitation, try to change it up a little bit possibly, see if we can't get a few more vendors interested.
Who are we currently with for this?
We have a pretty lengthy list. I know we have
I thought we were already under.
It's ending this right now, I guess. We had to resolicit, or we had the last of our renewals.
And is this for Just for passenger? What all is this for?
For our heavy equipment, dump trucks, passenger vehicles, basically for any mechanic services.
Do we typically lump it all into one like that, or do we typically break it? Do we not typically have it broken out where?
Well, we had that conversation this morning. I think that's what we'll.
I think it needs to be broke out in light equipment and then heavy truck.
Instead of all three. I think that possibly.
That's probably what kept some people from bidding.
It is, because the way it got sent out, I believe, was it all lumped into one bid recommend or one bid packet.
Okay. Move to reject all bids.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is with you also, Jack. We have a grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of a public road improvements. The grantors, William E. and Catherine L. Dalton for Kentucky Hollow Road 76-360. This is put some arch pipes in?
Yeah, we're going to try to improve a couple water crossings and realign the roadway. It's going to require some additional right-of-way to do so.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Grantors William E. and Catherine L. Dalton for Kentucky Hollow Road 76-360.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Next, we have our Allison Acres Narnia presentation. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
With us this morning, we have Mr. John Akers and Ms. Erica Gaynor.
Okay, pretty light work today. Just walking through when we come in quarterly to walk through with you the claims experience, as you can see on this side of your packet. Turning the page and getting into it, we have just kind of a breakdown of the different claims. You can see again, and this is, I've pointed this out the last several times, but outpatient care now greatly outstrips inpatient care. If inpatient is up, that's usually a bad thing. That means somebody went in for a, you know, something, but things that you used to have to go inpatient for, they can do most of that outpatient now. So we see that pretty much on every group that we have. Emergency room, again, continues to track very well. That's one of the things that we look at there. Obviously, the last place we want your people to go, I mean, obviously, if they need to, we want them to go there. But on the flip side, most of the time, you know, good, any ER doc will tell you 80% of the people there don't need to be there. So your group does a pretty good job of using it for what it's there for. So nothing really else that comes out, jumps out of the page for me there. You can see we have just a little bit over $2 million in combined medical claims. That doesn't include your pharmacy. The next page is just a graphical representation of what we just went over. If you look at the upper right, one of the things we point out, office visits are, you know, is a big spike there. We want that. That's the best place to go get care and to make sure that people go in and get things taken care of before they turn into something much worse. And so we like to see that line spiked like that, so your people are going in for their routine care or getting things checked out and they're doing it in the right place. You do have most of your claims at facility, which you would expect, physicians, other providers. And by far the predominance of claims right now, if you go to the top left, is the actual staff members. Dependents are only 11.83% of the total claim spend. The next page just walks through your monthly totals as they came in. Last month was a decent month. Altogether at $177,000 when you look at it, and again a total of $2,057,000 or $37,000. I don't have my reading glasses. The next page then goes into your pharmacy spend. Again, nothing really jumping off the page here, but you know, you had a pretty good month last month as well. So we continue to track pretty well with the plan. Again, I don't always get to sit here and say that, so that's a positive thing. But then you go to the next page, your premium build is a little over $3 million. When you do the math, it comes in at just under 85%, which is your current loss ratio. Erica just sent me a note to remind me that you guys, when we did the renewal, you have an overall rate cap of 12%. If your loss ratio is 85% or below, you've got a rate cap of 6%. So it kind of gives you a flair for where we're sitting right now, if the renewal were right now, which obviously it's not. So anyway.
We're tracking good.
We're tracking well. So knock on a little bit of wood and go from there. Next page just talks about what's actually been paid in. Next page goes in, and this gives you the diagnosis codes of where the money has gone. You can see the first one is heart attacks, but there are three heart attacks on your claims, and therefore that number does not represent one claim. That's a combination of all those claims. So on this page, it's not individual members. It's just diagnoses and where the money's going. We do still have some cancer and some other things in here. One of the things that I hadn't seen before, the pseudoarthrosis after fusion and going through, that's basically where a fused bone doesn't heal quite right. And so that was one of your claims that was a little different that I hadn't seen before. The next page really tells the story of today's medicine. If you look at all these drugs, they're all anti-inflammatory or diabetes / weight loss drugs. And so, you know, now again, to be clear, your plan does not pay for weight loss, but a lot of people are going in and getting the diagnosis of prediabetes or something of that nature. They're getting on Ozempic or Mounjaro or whatever, and oh, by the way, it does help with weight loss. And so we're seeing that pretty much in all of our groups, is that those, but the anti-inflammatories are really, they didn't used to exist, and those are by far your biggest drugs and your biggest spend. Those are for Crohn's, those are for psoriasis, those are for arthritis, those are for any type of inflammation in the body. So that's kind of where the spend is. And if you go to the shock losses, you can walk through. The good news is you only have two that hit over the limit of $150,000. Again, that's where your stop loss is, where the claim, you don't, the county doesn't get that subtracted or figured into the renewal calculation. The very first claim had to do with a colostomy, and then it's about two-thirds of the way down the page. There's one that just barely crept over the $150,000 deal. Over to the far left, as we've talked about before, is A and T. Everybody on this sheet is an active employee. There's nobody that's terminated that's part of it. That's a little bit unusual. But we're still keeping it to one page. The only thing on the next page is the totals. But we don't want to sneak to two pages if we can help it. But all in all, everything's going very well. And so hopefully that'll continue. And come renewal time, we'll have good news for you. All right. That's the medical side of things. Erica, did you have anything you were going to go over? We were going to talk with Don. Okay. I think that's all I have for you.
Okay.
Unless you have questions for me.
Any questions?
I do not.
Anything you've heard from staff, good, bad, or otherwise, as far as...
I think at the moment it's been...
We're getting ready to go sit with Don for a little bit.
You're going to get the story then.
Yeah, right? Okay.
No, thank you guys very much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for an executive session and our staff review upstairs at 9:25. I have 9:17. We'll be in recess at this time.